Bessemer News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Just how much is it costing Americans who are hitting the road and the skies for the holidays?
Millions of Americans are traveling for the holidays. Record-breaking numbers of people expected to be on the move, most by car. But air travel is expected to shatter its record this holiday season with almost 8 million passengers. AAA booking data shows flights are more expensive compared to last year. The average domestic ticket is about $800. International flights average about $1,600 a ticket. What if you're driving? Well, gas is $3.03 a gallon today. A year ago, it was 9 cents higher. I'm Rita Foley.
The suspect in the burning death of a woman on a New York City subway train has been indicted. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Prosecutors say the man accused of burning a sleeping woman to death inside a New York City subway station has been indicted on murder and arson charges. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says the indictment will be unsealed on January 7th. If convicted, the suspect, Sebastian Zepeda, could spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Authorities say during questioning, Zepeda claimed he did not know what happened, but he identified himself in photos and surveillance videos showing the fire being lit. I'm Mike Hempen.
President-elect Trump has asked the Supreme Court to pause the potential TikTok ban from going into effect until his administration can pursue a political resolution to the issue. Trump's request Friday came as TikTok and the Biden administration filed opposing briefs to the court. Oral arguments are scheduled for January 10th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points, the Nasdaq dropped 298, the S&P lower by 66. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on New Year's Eve?
It's not as unusual as you might think. In fact, watch night services, as they're often called, date back to the arrival of Moravian church members in the U.S. in the early 1700s. These celebrations, often starting about 7 p.m. and running till midnight, have since been adopted by many denominations, including the Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, and Anglicans. Due to their length, the service usually includes a meal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Disability activists say many Americans with physical and mental challenges would like to attend church but find it difficult. Those activists are urging congregations to consider how they can be more welcoming to disabled people in their communities. David Mandel of the Penn Center for Mental Health says church leaders can consider such things as setting up a quiet, sensory-friendly room that families can go to when needed and still follow the service remotely. This is SRN News. It was a down day for Wall Street as all three indexes lost ground in this shortened trading week. We hear more on today's market activity from correspondent Damian Troisi.
Stocks fell broadly on Friday as Wall Street closed out a holiday-shortened week on a down note. The S&P 500 fell 1.1%, but it held on to a modest gain of 0.7% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 333 points, or 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5%. The losses were made worse by sharp declines for big tech stocks known as the Magnificent Seven, which tend to weigh heavily on the market. Semiconductor giant Nvidia slumped to 2.1%. Its enormous valuation gives it an outsized influence on indexes. Other big tech stocks losing ground included Microsoft with a 1.7% decline. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.